Gadget Boy Saves the Day. Story by George Ivanov. Illustrated by Melissa Webb. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Jason's Chance. Jason stared out of his bedroom window at Metro City. It was full of buildings, traffic, and people. Roboman was also out there. Roboman was Jason's hero. He was also Metro City's hero. Jason looked at the newspaper reports stuck to his wall. They were about Roboman saving Metro City from villains like the Candyman. Jason wished he was a hero too, but he was just a boy. "If I was a hero, I'd be just like Roboman," he said to himself. Jason walked into the kitchen and turned on the TV.
"Roboman has been captured by the Candyman,"
said the reporter. Jason gasped as he watched the news report. Jason had to save Roboman. He had always wanted to be a hero, and this was his chance. Jason ran down to the basement where his mum did her inventing. She was Metro City's main inventor. She had made lots of the gadgets Roboman used, like his jetpack and his special jumping shoes with springs. Chapter 2. Gadget Boy. Jason looked around the basement for gadgets he could use. There were lots of gadgets to choose from. Jason would call himself Gadget Boy. Jason grabbed a bunch of gadgets. Then he used a jetpack to fly over the city. It didn't take him long to spot the Candyman's house. It looked like a giant lolly. Jason turned on his invisibility belt when he landed. No one saw him as he crept into the giant lolly. He ran along the halls until he found Roboman. Roboman was locked in a cage. The Candyman was close by.
"You can't stop me now, Roboman," shouted the Candyman. "Soon, Metro City's water supply will be full of sugar. Everyone will get tooth decay."
Jason gasped. Chapter 3. The Candyman's New Invention. The Candyman heard something and span around.
"Who's there?"
he asked. Jason tried to be quiet as he crept towards Roboman's cage.
"I know someone is there," said the Candyman. "You must be wearing an invisibility belt."
He reached into the pocket of his jacket and pulled out a gadget.
"This will make you visible," he said.
The Candyman pushed the red button on the gadget. There was a flash of light. Suddenly, Jason was visible. He ran over to Roboman. "How do I open this cage?" Jason asked.
"That control panel," said Roboman. "Over there."
He pointed across the room. Jason ran to the control panel, but the Candyman stood in his way.
"Not so fast,"
said the Candyman. He pulled another gadget from his jacket pocket. It looked like a box of chocolates with flashing lights and buttons.
"This is my new invention," said the Candyman. "When I zap you with it, you'll be covered in toffee so you can't move."
The Candyman laughed.
"You'll be a giant toffee."
Chapter 4. A Great Idea. Jason looked for a gadget he could use. There were gadgets to climb fences with and to change his hair colour, but nothing to stop a toffee zap. The Candyman pointed his new gadget at Jason. He pressed a yellow button and laughed. Suddenly, Jason had an idea. The gadget that changed hair colour had a mirror on it. He grabbed the gadget and held out the mirror. He was just in time. The toffee zap hit the mirror and flew back at the Candyman. He was hit by his own toffee zap. Jason ran past the Candyman and hit the green button on the control panel. The cage holding Robo-Man opened.
"Thank you," said Robo-Man. "What a great idea to use that mirror. But who are you?"
Jason smiled. "Call me Gadget Boy."